For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the temperature rise, and you surely feel naughty when you swallow our coffee. If you want some real heat, give your mouth a fine treat. You will want some more, rest assured. Buff Boy Brewing, you can't get enough of.
It's time for The Scribble, your weekly fix of celebrity chats, bizarre stories in the news, and basic random chatter with best-selling author and syndicated radio host Jeremy Bradley. Make sure your seat is in the upright and locked position and your barf bag is securely in place. Here's Jeremy Bradley.
Thank you very much, Larson. Jeremy Bradley here. This is The Scribble. Thanks for tuning in at thescribbleshow.com and on SoundCloud and iTunes. You know, the other day I was in a room full of people that probably had more money than any room that I've ever been in before. No, that's not true. I've been to a lot of celebrity events in Hollywood, but for Canada, this was a huge deal. I was at the David Foster Foundation Miracle Gala. Of course, we were doing a live radio broadcast, and I could never get that name correct. David Foster Foundation Miracle Gala. And I was on the purple carpet, it wasn't a red carpet, chatting with singers Seal and Michael Bolton and Jackie Evancho and Sinbad and Michaela Pereira from HLN. And they are raising money for David Foster's Foundation. And what it does is it helps to support non-medical expenses of families with children who are undergoing life-saving organ transplants. And that could be anything from relocation expenses, mortgage payments, rent payments, airline tickets, you know, things that you need on a day-to-day basis that you can't necessarily have. You might have to leave your city or your hometown or your province or your state. In Canada, we're talking anyway, your province. And the foundation ends up providing money so those family members, those parents, can make the trip across the country or can pay the rent while they're not able to work and they have to be with their child in the hospital. So the organization was aiming to raise millions of dollars. They'd raised $6 million in Toronto previously. And the Winnipeg event was, I have to say, and I grew up in Winnipeg, and I know some of the, you know, the big names. When you're in a city long enough, you kind of know who the heavy hitters are. You know who the millionaires are sometimes. Well, they were all at this benefit. And there were some auction items that were like $50,000 for a weekend trip. And, you know, it's just, it's incredible to think, I want to be these people's friends is really what I want to do. And so the benefit had the celebrities, it had local dignitaries, millionaires, basically, and even like doctors and recipients of the foundation's funds. And so, you know, we met some of the kids who have had procedures and the parents who are so grateful. So it really was such a touching night. So today on The Scribble, I'm not there live right now, but we were live on the radio for the broadcast. And so I figured it was too special of a night to not share with you what had happened. So we've got the clips with Sinbad, Michael Bolton, and Seal, and also Winnipeg's mayor, Brian Bowman. He gave David Foster a key to the city the day before the event, and so I had a bone to pick with him because I'm quite well known in Winnipeg and I've never had a key to the city. You'll hear what he says when I confront him about that. Now, we also had Jackie Evancho from America's Got Talent. Here's the deal. She's been on the show, the radio show with us a couple of times back when we were covering the red carpet in Hollywood. Back, it was 2010 and 2011, and this was like the most anticipated interview for all of her fans. And it only went out live while we were talking with her. It didn't, for some reason, record, so we didn't have the audio on our website, which is live.jbonair.com. And I was bombarded with tweets and emails all that night and the next day going, where's your Jackie interview? What happened to it? And I felt so horrible because we had a great chat. She's got a Christmas album coming out. There's a whole bunch of things we talked about and nobody could hear it. We've got pictures of Jackie, though, from the event, but we just couldn't play you what she said. So we're actually going to work on getting her on another interview on this show coming up about her Christmas album. So you've got to stay tuned for that. I felt horrible. I still It's like I lost sleep. But we've reached out, and we're in the process of arranging an interview, so I can tell you that. Now, David Foster, when you're on the red carpet, the celebrities kind of go one next to the next to the next. And so there was a live TV broadcast, the news broadcast, was happening right beside me to the right. So they actually grabbed David to come and do this live segment with them, and then he never did come back to talk with me. So it was kind of disappointing that I didn't get to chat with David Foster during his own event. Almost everybody else did, but for some reason, me, surprisingly with actually the biggest audience of any of the media outlets there, didn't get David Foster. And Carly Rae Jepsen also there went right by, and the Tenors. You remember the Tenors? They had that controversial version of the Canadian national anthem at a baseball game. Well, they did not sing the anthem at the event, I can tell you that, but they also went right by as well and didn't do an interview. So, but we do have some of those for you on the Scribble today, and we are going to play those for you right after this.
Isn't it crazy that you wait for payday, but before you know it, you're strapped for cash again? It's time to stop blowing your money and become a smart spender with the book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com. Learn simple ways to cut costs at home every day and during special times of the year. Don't go broke at Christmas. Don't remortgage the house for a fancy vacation. The book is filled with tips to save you money throughout the year. Check out the best-selling book, The Official Guide to Being an American Cheapskate, at cheapskatebook.com or on Amazon and iTunes.
Jeremy Bradley here, live on the purple carpet of the David Foster Foundation Gala, joined by Michael Bolton. Over 53 million albums sold worldwide. People Magazine's one of sexiest men in 2012. Not to upstage it, but this is going to be a big night.
Keep going. You're hired for my marketing.
I've got a minute and a half now, don't I? Thanks so much for doing this. You know, the foundation is so hugely important for kids, for families, for everybody. Why did you get involved?
David Foster, you know? Yeah. David, you know, we have our own foundations. I know a lot of artists who have their own foundations. But David told me about these amazing events that are able to happen because so many people are committed to this cause. And I flew to Toronto, and I saw something happen on a magnificent scale, and millions of dollars were raised. And then, of course, they show pictures like the ones you see here.
Well, they're all around, yeah.
I've got three daughters, and I have five grandchildren. So he didn't have to twist my arm. I just hope we raise a lot of money and they can get all the organs they need donated and change and save lives.
Well, and David Foster is the one to do it because, as we know, he could pick up the phone and call anybody, almost anybody in the music industry.
And he will.
He does. but you also...
We know the music's going to be top.
You do a lot of work for women and kids as well, for your own...
Children at risk, yeah.
Yeah, can you just give a quick shout-out to what you're working on with those organizations?
Well, our organization and the grants that we give are directed towards women and children at risk, and often, for the most part, it's about domestic violence and protecting them from violence, which is a big problem around the world. It's important for men to address it and men to embrace it, so that we all share this zero tolerance when it comes to violence against women.
Yeah, tonight is a night about humanity and just, you know, doing what you can to make a difference, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Michael Bolton.
Right on it. David Foster would be very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ever had something to get off your chest but never had the balls to say it? That's a load of crap. Speak Free with JB.com is exactly what you've been waiting for. Your chance to tell it like it is and not care what anybody else thinks. Have your say on issues of the day. Join newspaper and radio columnist Jeremy Bradley as he tells it like it is. Hundreds of thousands of people have stopped by, including some well-known celebrities who have had a chat with JB and speak candidly about what's really going on in the world. You can join them too. Have a rant or a rave. Be brave and head on over to www.speakfreewithjb.com now.
We'll do that too, okay? You know what? We're going to be on the air as we're doing our selfie. I'm here with Michaela Pereira. How are you? There we are. Look at that. Oh, Jeremy Bradley here, back on the purple carpet at the David Foster Foundation. You know what? It's better than red, don't you think?
I agree. Purple's a much better color.
Oh, and it goes with everything, doesn't
everything.
It? First, I don't want to ask who you're wearing because it's not that kind of an event, but,
can I tell you,
but who are you wearing?
Well, a friend of mine is a designer in Los Angeles. Her name's Cassandra Gibson, and she designed this dress for me specifically for tonight because tonight is really special. I didn't want to just wear any old thing. This is a night where there's a lot of glamorous people with a whole lot of money, and I wanted it to feel special the way the night feels. special. This night impacts countless Canadian families, and it is such a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to be here.
Well, that's the interesting thing, is that a lot of Californians don't know. I split my time between here and WeHo. They don't know that you're from Canada, right, Saskatchewan?
I am. I was born in Saskatoon, raised in British Columbia, went to UVic. Go Vikes. And my family's still all in Canada. My partner of 12 years, his family's in Los Angeles. So we're West Coast people. I just got back from doing 3 years in New York, but I knew I needed to be back here on the West Coast.
You know, I was going to say, people here with $1 million, you look like $1 million.
Charm will get you everywhere there, kid.
I almost kind of want to climb the KTLE Tower and shout it to the world. You get that reference?
I get that reference. I watched that reference live on the air, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad it worked out
it
the way it did.
It was a safe ending.
I'm really glad it was that he stuck the landing, if you will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Describe tonight, even though it hasn't started yet, describe tonight in one word.
Magic.
Oh, you're good.
It is. It's magic. David Foster has, you know, they don't call him the hitman for no reason. He is incredible at creating moments. And tonight is going to be a magical series of moments together. People are in for a treat.
Well, and just like I said, people might not know that you're from Canada. People might not know that he is associated with almost every hit. Every hit.
Every hit
like,
on the radio.
Like one in two or one in two.
That you could just sit and do like a whole night, or you could do a whole week of memories that he has and the musical acts that he has a part of. It's incredible. I'll be singing along. I apologize in advance to the people that are sitting next to me. It's not going to be pretty.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Anyway, so have a fun night tonight. Thank you so much.
What a pleasure.
Who are the Kardashians feuding with now? What did that little thug Justin Bieber do this time? Who's getting hitched? And who's headed for Splitsville? Hear the latest celebrity news and gossip every day. An entertainment wrap-up. The good, the bad, the ugly. But mostly, the ridiculously hilarious. It's all recapped in this daily segment at entertainmentwrapup.com. Have a laugh at the expense of the rich and famous when they take themselves way too seriously. It's 3 minutes of time-wasting fun at entertainmentwrapup.com. Check out Entertainment Wrap-Up at entertainmentwrapup.com. Brought to you by Speak Free Books.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on the purple carpet at the David Foster Foundation Gala, joined by Seal, legendary singer. We heard you rehearsing earlier, Kiss from a Rose, soundcheck, sounded awesome.
Thank you.
So tell us, you know, this is a huge night for kids, for organ donation, for fundraising. What does David Foster, first off, mean to you?
Well, are you talking about David Foster the man or David Foster the musician, the producer?
That's the thing, right? There's two different David Fosters.
David Foster the man, I mean, I think you can see for yourself that he's got a heart of gold. He's one of the most selfless people I've ever come across, and this is a perfect example of it. I think what he's doing, encouraging people to, you know, donate their organs and potentially saving young children's lives, I can't think of anything more admirable.
It's one of those things that people just don't think to sign those donor cards, right? And it's so simple because, you know, once you're gone, you don't need them, and you can save somebody else's life, and you can make a difference to even a family of people, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So tonight, what can we expect from you at the gala?
Well, it's essentially entertainment. You know, of course, it's bringing people's attention to the fact that you can actually, you can save somebody's life by being an organ donor. But this evening is about entertainment. It's about raising money through the entertainment and raising awareness. And what can people expect? Well, good music.
Yes. Well, I can see. You know what? Winnipeg's elitist of elite are here. They've got deep pockets. I think you guys are going to do well for raising money. Oh, and lastly, the new album, 7, last year was released, right? What are you working on now? What's coming up?
What am I working on now? Well, music. I'm not really working on an album. I'm just working on recording new music and getting it out there.
Yeah, and the music is just legendary. It really is. Kiss from a Rose, one of the best songs I've heard. Seal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks, Ed.
It's never too early to start thinking about your next holiday. Have you checked out Mexico recently? From tequila tasting, swimming with horses, to zip lining through the jungle, and watching whales and dolphins in their natural habitat, Puerto Vallarta has it all. Visit mexico.jbonair.com to see all the fun PV has to offer. That's at mexico.jbonair.com for hundreds of photos, interviews, and videos from around the tourist hotspot. Check out mexico.jbonair.com for all the fun. That's mexico.jbonair.com.
And the show hasn't even started. Jeremy Bradley here on the purple carpet of the David Foster Foundation Gala, joined by legendary comedian Sinbad. Hello there.
How you doing, man?
Good, thanks. You got a busy week because you're heading to Toronto tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow for that Just for Laughs 42.
A big show. So big weekend for you. You know, this is such a huge important night for not only kids, but for the foundation, for people in general, because organ donation, you know, as the statistic shows that Manitoba has one of the lowest rates of organ donation in Canada.
I think people know what it means. I think people are scared if they get a car crash, they might not resuscitate me fast because they can get these organs. So I tell people, and plus people want to be buried intact, all that crap. So you have to have a re-education on what it really means. People don't even know what it means sometimes.
But it's hugely important. I mean, it's necessary, really.
Well, I think what David's doing is cool because you get a chance to see what it did do, how it does save people. It does work.
Yeah, and that, you know, people can't see, but around us there's pictures of all of the people whose lives have been saved, and it's just incredible. What are you looking forward to most tonight?
Man, you know, the surprises. He's always got some surprises. He's always got a little rabbit in the hat he's not showing anybody.
That's how he works. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sinbad. Thanks so much.
Pleasure, man. Thank you, now.
Jeremy Bradley here back on The Scribble, no longer, quote-unquote, previously live at the David Foster Foundation Miracle Gala. And so the next clip, I mentioned Mayor Brian Bowman of Winnipeg. As far as I'm concerned, he's a very nice mayor. He attends so many different community events. He's all about equality. I don't really follow politics in terms of, you know, has he had any scandals in City Hall? I just don't have the time and I don't care to follow that kind of stuff, though I should, right? Even as a taxpaying citizen anywhere, you should be paying attention to what's happening. But I do vote, and that's part of the deal, right? So anyway, Brian Bowman, I decided to have a laugh with him as he arrived on the purple carpet at the gala. Have a listen.
Jeremy Bradley here at the David Foster Foundation Gala on the purple carpet. I've been on a lot of red carpets, never a purple carpet. And I'm joined by the people's mayor, Brian Bowman. How are you?
I'm great. Thrilled to be here. It's an exciting night for the city.
It's going to be a big night. Now, I kind of got a bone to pick with you, though.
Yep.
Key to the city, David Foster. I have been in this city for 34 years, Mr. Bowman. You know, I have been Winnipeg Cheapskate in the Free Press for 3 years now.
I know that. You're legendary. And, you know, the key to the city is actually reserved for non-residents of Winnipeg. And so, you know, David Foster is the first person that I've provided a key to the city to, and I did it just because, obviously, he's had incredible international success as a musician, contributing to both music and film, but he's also now putting so much time and resources into such an important cause in our community, and that's, of course, organ and tissue donation and awareness.
Well, let's talk about that, because Manitoba, statistically, you know, one of the lowest organ donors in the country. I mean, it's sad, but it's so necessary, isn't it?
It's, you know, it really is shameful, and for a community that puts so much resources into volunteering, and that's something we should all be very proud of, we need to do a better job of signing up for organ donation and tissue transplants. I've been a donor my entire adult life. I've recently recycled the blue donor card that I'd been carrying since I was 16 in my wallet, and I went to sign up for life.ca, and that's, you know, it literally took 2 minutes, and I'm signed up now. You also want to make that declaration on social media so your family and friends know that you've signed up, and potentially one day you can save up to 200 people. And so it's a very easy thing to do. You know, when I'm gone, I'm not going to need them. I'd rather they be put to use. And, you know, as a lawyer and a politician, I want to one day be able to prove I have a heart.
And a father, too. Yeah. I mean, that's also a big thing, too, right? It's about the kids as well, too.
It is. And, you know, we have families that are here, one family in particular, whose daughter received a liver transplant at the age of 2. And, you know, we had a conversation yesterday with our children about organ donation. At first, they were pretty grossed out. And when we actually told them that, you know, well, why do I need it? When I'm gone, if it can help somebody else, then that's great. And I know, listening to David Foster, he told me a story about someone whose family member had donated a heart. And the mother of the person who made the donation at one point put the stethoscope up to the person who had received it and heard the heart of her child. And, like, you hear those moments, you just think, you know, why aren't we all doing this?
Well, we always hear about parents having the talk with their kids, meaning something completely different. But this is something that's necessary to have with your kids, right? That talk.
It is, and it's important for us to all have that conversation with our friends and our followers on social media. So if you've signed up for Life, if you've gone to signupforlife.ca, post it online and let people know that you're a donor, to encourage them to do the same, and then also to let your family and friends know that you've taken that pledge. And it's such an easy thing to do. And, you know, to be able to combine the talent that has come to Winnipeg, you know, global stars, and David Foster, of course, and just have some fun doing it is pretty cool.
Sounds like it's going to be a fun night. We hear the rehearsals going on. It's going to be great. Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for covering this.
So the irony of me being at any event, whether it's in Hollywood or in Winnipeg, with millionaires, is that I am a best-selling author of a book telling you how to be a cheapskate, really, how to creatively save and spend your money. And so that there was a bit of sweetness to that. Here I am talking to these people who are about to donate $100,000, and I tell people how not to spend their money. Now, but here's the deal. Because I've done book signings, and I've had people basically confront me and say, you're what's wrong with the economy, you know, you tell people not to... No, I don't tell you not to spend. I tell you to be mindful of where you're spending. Having all your lights on in your house, having every cable TV channel known to man, having every feature on a cell phone that you don't need but you pay for anyway, like those kinds of things, so that you do have more money for the luxuries in life, so that you do have money to donate to charities or take a vacation or retire or any of those kinds of things. So people don't quite understand the cheapskate name anyway. And so there was also an event, while we're on the subject of charity, there was an event that a hospital was putting on where they wanted celebrities to sort of do like an Amazing Race kind of thing. And I had a meeting with one of the organizers. And I was told, get this, I was told that the marketing people thought that I'm not really on brand with a big fundraising event for the hospital. And so I was kind of offended by it, but two, I, you know, whatever, I get what they're saying from a surface level. So I actually said to the woman, well, you realize, though, same explanation I just gave, is that, you know, I'm actually telling people how to be wise with their money so they have more to give to charities and things like that. But they didn't delve into the book at all. They hadn't heard any of my messaging. It was just kind of like, yeah, the word cheapskate threatens us and you're not on brand. Now, the funny thing is that during this meeting, she had the nerve to then basically pitch me to donate to the cause. So in the moment, I stayed very professional. I was like, okay, yeah, that's interesting, okay. And she's trying to encourage me to donate like $15,000 if I know people to get a team together to play in this thing. And there was a part of me that was like, if I wanted to be a dick, I would have just said, yeah, sorry, I'm off brand for this event, but yet you want my money? Up yours. But I didn't, and I thought, I'm going to wait until she follows up with me, because maybe she'll, like, try to hit me up again, and that's where I'll politely say in an email, you know what, it's offensive if I'm not on brand to be a representative or participant and help promote this event, yet you want my money? Sorry, no dice on that. But I never did hear from her again. It was just kind of, it was almost sort of like a first date where you're kind of like, oh yeah, you know, I'll give you a call, and then you just don't because it was so horrible and you didn't really like the person. So, on that subject, why not do a cheapskate checkpoint here on The Scribble?
Cheapskate Checkpoint on The Scribble, brought to you by CheapskateBook.com. If you're a stupid spender, become a genius saver at CheapskateBook.com. Here's best-selling tight ass, Jeremy Bradley.
You freak.
Your salary isn't going up, but the cost of gas and groceries is. What do you do? The kids have to eat and you have to get to work. Aside from starving yourself to ensure you can feed your children, there are things to consider when hitting the supermarket. What I did first when I moved out on my own was load up on groceries and fill the fridge and cupboards. I was an ambitious grocery shopper, only to have much of the food go to waste since I didn't eat it fast enough. Now I make sure I eat everything in the kitchen before shopping for more. It is easy to have a freezer full of food and go shopping for more when you still haven't eaten what you bought weeks ago. Damn those cravings, hey? I make sure there's no food in the freezer when I visit the store. This forces me to eat what I already bought, but also punish me for buying the things I did not want to eat in the first place. And I'm too stubborn to throw out perfectly good food, so I am bound to eat it anyway. With the cupboards bare and the fridge echoing when you open the door, it is the perfect time to stock up. Coupons, coupons, coupons. 50 cents here, buy one, get one free there. It adds up over the course of a year. Think about it. If you grocery shop once per week and use 5 coupons and you save $5 every time, that's a savings of $260 over the course of a year. It might not seem like much, but once you get into the habit of saving, you'll be excited about finding the latest deals so you can hang on to your money. Now, when it comes to coupons, it's worth asking if a store will accept a competitor's coupons. Lots of stores match a competitor's price, but what about accepting the competitor's coupons? Ask around, and you'd be surprised how many stores will do it. Grocery stores often run the same specials on a rotation. If crackers were on sale last week, chances are if you wait a few more weeks, you'll catch another great sale, if not the exact same one. A lot of times we are enticed to buy in multiples. You've seen the signs, two for $5. But if you don't need two, find out if the individual price is still discounted. Oftentimes, it is. Most of the time, the store is banking on you getting suckered into buying more, but now you know better. Buying items on sale and storing them, freezable items, canned goods, will benefit you in the long run. When cans of soup are on sale, I stock up even though I don't eat soup very often. But when I get sick, I know I will have food to get me through the tough time. Fresh chicken can be expensive, but buying a big box of frozen chicken breasts can be much cheaper. Taking it one step further, if the store sells a bag of frozen chicken breasts, look for a larger box of it. I recently saw a 2-kilogram bag of chicken breasts for $22. Just down the aisle on a bottom shelf was a white box with no flashy label or packaging. It was a 4-kilogram box of the same thing for $26. I got double the amount of chicken for an extra $4. Thankfully, I love chicken, so it's not that I was buying a larger quantity simply because it was cheap. Now watch for markdowns. Just the other day at the store, I noticed big blocks of cheese were marked down. I checked the best before date, and it was 2 months away. I asked the cashier why it was marked down, and she said it was an overstock shipment, and they tossed it in the dairy case to be cleared out. I saved $4 on it because the store had too much. Make it yourself. As I already mentioned, ordering a pizza or even buying a ready-made pizza can set you back a fair bit. Buying your own fresh ingredients can be cheaper. Making a vegetarian pizza and having the leftover veggies used with dip the next day is making the purchase last longer than the one pre-made pizza you bought from the store. How often do you get the craving for a juicy burger or fries from a fast food joint? It happens to me all the time. But getting a big bag of potatoes and making the fries yourself is fun and cheap. Whether you get a fry cutter or slice up the taters by hand, you can have a lot more and pay a lot less. If you boil the oil on the stovetop or have a deep fryer, you can easily replicate the fast food feel by taking a bit of extra time to make it yourself. I also asked around about people's daily habits. That kick of coffee to jumpstart your morning seems to be a common trend. Fortunately, I am not a coffee drinker. I've actually never had a sip of coffee in my life. But that fancy $4 Java in the morning adds up to roughly $1,000 per year with a stop at the store on the way to work in the morning. With most grocery stores selling actual coffee to grind yourself, that can be a cheaper alternative to get your fix. I will admit, however, that I'm addicted to fruit smoothies. Fortunately for me, juice bars are popping up everywhere. I justified spending $5 or $6 a drink on these things, but quickly realized I knew nothing about what they were actually making me. I knew they said the fruits were in it, but rarely did I see them putting anything other than scoops of frozen stuff into the blender. The grocery store's freezer section is a haven of frozen fruits and veggies just waiting to be blended into a homemade creation. I bought a $10 blender that has 2 travel mugs, with lids, and a 6-pound bag of mixed fruit. For the $12 bag of fruit, I ended up getting nearly 2 weeks of morning smoothies. Like I said before, I'm not much of a cook, and I used to be the type of person who would just buy it already made because it was easier. After getting beyond that reluctance, it actually became fun to create new flavors, and I knew there was no sugar or gross additives in the drink, and it was 100% healthy. There's a growing number of bottled water products on store shelves. There are entire stores that sell water. Here's another admission from me. I was a water snob who insisted on having a water cooler and wouldn't drink tap water. I would have 4 jugs of water delivered at a cost of just over $30. People said I was crazy, but I figured I was better than them since I wasn't drinking that disgusting tap water. When I felt the financial pinch in my pocketbook, my water ordering stopped and the cooler went dry. Adding to my reassurance that tap water is okay was a visit to my parents' house. My mom offered me a bottle of water, not a brand name, just a random no-name product, and it tasted no different than tap water. At the time, I told her to buy a water cooler since it was cheaper and produced less waste by not having to get rid of the little plastic bottles all the time. With a little bit of thought, I realized that it wasn't the water cooler that made the water taste different, it was just the mentality. I also had an idea for those empty water bottles to be reused instead of getting shipped away and recycled. After thoroughly washing them, fill them with water and keep them in the fridge. When you have company over and they ask for a bottle of water, get it for them and twist off the cap while talking at the same time so they don't notice it didn't make that new bottle cap opening sound. In the case of my mom's bottled water, it could very well have been tap water just disguised in a commercial product bottle. Know how much you are buying and prepare accordingly, meaning bring enough shopping bags and also ensuring you have enough space for everything you buy. It's happened before where my small freezer was already full and I showed up with more stuff and had to quickly eat a bunch of things just to make room in the freezer. But if you use the empty kitchen technique where you only shop when you have no groceries, this shouldn't be a problem. Make your list, check it twice, bring a calculator. Smart shopping saves you money.
We hear you chirping. Get scribbling. Tweet up the scribble at the Scribble Show. Join the discussion with Jeremy Bradley. It's all going down right now on Twitter at The Scribble Show and at thescribbleshow.com.
More highlights from the David Foster Foundation Miracle Gala at live.jbonair.com. live.jbonair.com. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Want more Scribble? Check out thescribbleshow.com for past shows, celebrity interviews, cheapskate tips, and more. That's at thescribbleshow.com and on Twitter at The Scribble Show. The Scribble is a speak-free media presentation.
If you want some real heat, give your mind.